All right, let's talk about this one because this is a name that immediately gets people arguing in the group chat. The Detroit Lions are interviewing Arthur Smith, and I can already hear it. Why isn't the Mike McDaniel deal done? And some fans are rolling their eyes. Arthur Smith, what? Others are saying, wait a minute. And a few are quietly thinking, this actually might make some sense. And I'm not saying I'm one of those people. I think we're going to break this down and unpack it. But when you hear Arthur Smith, the reaction is usually extreme one way or another. It's either no way, I've already seen enough, or there's something there if the situation is right. And that may be exactly why the Lions are kicking the tires on Arthur Smith. It's not shocking, not flashy, but it is interesting. Because this front office and coaching staff in Campbell and Holmes, they don't interview people just to check boxes. I just don't get the sense that that's how they do things. I think there's always a reason. And so let's go through who Arthur... And so I'm going to go through who Arthur Smith is, why Detroit might be interested, and whether this could actually work in Lions context. Arthur Smith didn't come up as some hotshot QB whisperer right away. Okay, his rise in the NFL was methodical. He spent years in Tennessee. He worked his way up through the Titans organization. He was a tight ends coach. Then he was an offensive line assistant. And eventually the Titans OC. And that Titans offense between 2019 and 2020 is really when he built his reputation. Okay, that was peak Derrick Henry. Obviously, Derrick Henry is still a menace, but he was a stud in Tennessee. And it was a very play-action heavy scheme. It was physical football. That was when Ryan Tannehill resurrected his career. That was when we all got our double dose of Derrick Henry, terrorizing defenses. And that was when the Titans were winning playoff games. And Smith's offense in Tennessee finished near the top of the league in efficiency metrics. Yards per play, red zone success, you name it. I mean, that's stuff that people take seriously. Ben Johnson would not be in Chicago if it wasn't for what he did in Detroit. So Arthur Smith in Tennessee, and he kills it. And that stretch earned him a head coaching job in Atlanta. And this part is where most fans get stuck because Arthur Smith is a Falcons head coach, did not work at all, period. Okay? He was there for three seasons. He did not make the playoffs. Probably three seasons too many, by the way, okay? No playoffs, constant frustration with personnel usage. And that's where we get into the infamous Pitts, Bijan Robinson, Drake London debates. And so I don't know that I really want a slice of Arthur Smith either. If you're just looking at that, but I have covered this in different areas as well where some guys that are head coaches, formerly coordinators, do better as coordinators, i.e. Matt Patricia, Mike McDaniel. And if we're going to have that conversation, then obviously the Lions should probably be hiring Mike McDaniel and not Arthur Smith. But regardless, Arthur Smith is being interviewed for this job. And so as it pertains to the Falcons, was it Arthur Smith that went wrong, or was Atlanta just a mess? Because quite frankly, Atlanta is still a bit of a mess. I mean, they've got problems too. And those Falcons rosters at that time were flawed. Their quarterback instability has been real. I mean, they don't know what they were doing. I remember 2 years ago when they signed Kirk Cousins and then they picked Michael Penix in the draft. People were like, what are they doing? I mean, the front office decisions in Atlanta have been questionable. You'd almost start to think that they're the Jets' cousins or something. And so Smith was trying to run a system without the personnel he actually needed to run it cleanly. That doesn't excuse everything. He's still the head coach, and some of his usage choices were baffling, but context does matter, right? Because we've got great in Tennessee, bad in Atlanta. And I think Detroit is very good at evaluating context and kind of figuring this out. And that brings me to my next part. Why would the Detroit Lions be interested? Because at this point in time, it's the most important thing for us. We need the OC. This isn't really about Arthur Smith as much as it is about the Detroit Lions. The Lions aren't looking for a savior coach. They already have a culture. They already have an identity. They're looking for a fit. Arthur Smith's offensive philosophy at its core, it does align with what Detroit already believes in. Physicality, winning in the trenches, play action, multiple tight end sets. Does that sound familiar? That's because that's how Lions football is under Dan Campbell. Detroit doesn't want to become a finesse team. They want to break your will. Then you hit them with play action when you overcommit. And Arthur Smith understands that style. And that's probably why they brought him in. Now, the Steelers reset and what it tells us, because Smith landing with the Steelers after Atlanta as an offensive coordinator was telling, because Pittsburgh didn't hire him to be flashy. They hired him to stabilize, to simplify, to reintroduce structure. And if Detroit is interviewing him now, it suggests they see Smith more as this guy might thrive in the right role. And so, not as the face of the franchise, not as a culture setter, but as a system builder. And so, could it work in Detroit? And this is where it gets a little bit intriguing. Because when you look at the offensive line, Detroit has one of the best offensive line in football still, even with what happened with some of the injuries. And Arthur Smith's best offenses were built off strong line play. And so, that's a check mark. Okay. For the run game, Smith's offenses want a true identity on the ground. And with the running backs that Detroit has and their blocking scheme, he would not have to force that. Now, we're going to see if they end up keeping David Montgomery, because I'm not sure that they're going to. I really hope they do. And I've covered that in different segments. You can look it up on the YouTube channel or Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you happen to listen to the show. But they have the running backs to support an Arthur Smith offense. They also have the tight ends. And that's huge because Arthur Smith loves tight ends. And not just as pass catchers, but as chess pieces, okay? Detroit's roster construction fits that philosophy far better than Atlanta's ever did. I mean, in Detroit, he wouldn't be trying to prove anything. He wouldn't be forcing any genius. He'd just be plugging into a machine that already works. And so you also have the Dan Campbell factor. And this is something the fans overlook all the time. I mean, Arthur Smith under Campbell would not be the same Arthur Smith that we saw in Atlanta. Campbell sets the tone. I mean, you see what he did to John Morton. Midway through the season, he was like, yeah, I don't like this. You're not calling the plays anymore. You know, so Smith wouldn't be fighting to impose his will because Dan Campbell controls the room. He decides the identity. He's going forward on fourth down, the end period. And while that probably needs some tweaking, because I think we've all had enough of that, obviously we want him to see him get the first downs, but there's a couple games that could have went the other way had he not done what he did. But this could be where Smith might be at his best, because Dan Campbell is deciding the identity of the team. But we have to be fair here, because there is a risk factor. And I think that there could be a bigger risk factor with Arthur Smith than there is with some of the other OCs that have been interviewing for this job. And I'm being straight up honest with you. Smith can be stubborn. He can overthink matchups. We have seen some good years from Smith, and we've seen some bad ones. And Lions fans do not have any patience for wasted weapons or weird rotations anymore. And I'm talking about no more after this season. And so if Detroit brought him in, there would be an immediate microscope on personnel usage, red zone creativity, adjustments when things stall. I mean, these are things that Smith has struggled with in the past. And that brings me to my final verdict. Is Arthur Smith a slam dunk? I would have to say no. I mean, all things considered, I would have to say no. But is he a disaster waiting to happen? Is it going to be a problem? Also no. Also no. He does have experience. This feels to me more like a calculated interview. It feels to me more like it's Detroit doing what Detroit does best. It feels to me like they're exploring every angle. I think if they cared about hype, they would have already written Mike McDaniel a check. They haven't done that. I think this is about trusting their culture and doing a job well. And sometimes that's where coaches revive their careers. And that could be the case for Arthur Smith too. We're going to find out. So keep an eye on this one, because while it's not the loudest name in the room, it could be one of the most viable or logical conversations the Lions have this offseason, depending on what direction Holmes and Campbell want to go. Keep it locked on Midnight Sports Detroit.